not so much of a rebuttal, but look at the process, because this question keeps coming up almost every election, and people have been talking about this for years. And when you have the public asking this question over and over again, in the same way that you have asked us, it's time then to look at the process. Iolalo and I would first have a study to look at the pros and cons of the different states and territories who elect their attorney generals. Is it a good thing for our people? Is it a bad thing for our people? So that would be the first step. Then there would be a strong public education program so that all of these pros and cons are explained to our people. Is an elected attorney general really an independent office? Has it been depoliticized? And it would depend on answering many different questions. And after a long period of public education, if the FONO supports it, it would be put as a referendum to the people of American Samoa. And the decision wouldn't be just made by a few people, it would be put to the people of American Samoa to make this decision.